Hi, this is Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online in 2019. Today, I wanted to talk to you about how ignoring your superpower is costing you more money than you know. And, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship, figuring out what we want to do and what we can do and what's actually, you know, what makes sense to the market. Are people going to want to buy my product or my idea or my service? And I joined a few women entrepreneur groups on Facebook. And one of the things that I keep seeing pop up a lot are women who want to work from home, but they want to work for an employer. They want a job. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, there it usually starts off with the statement of, I've done network marketing. Don't pitch me on candles. Don't pitch me on essential oils. I need to find a job ASAP that will let me work from home, that will make me money. And I look at those posts and I go, oh, honey, that's just never going to work out for you. And it didn't for me. You know, I talked about my being desperate when you're trying to figure out something that will work and coming at it from a place of desperation. The answers that you get in those moments are never ones that are going to pan out. That's usually when the so-called, you know, those people are, you don't have to work at all, 2 minutes a day and you can earn millions of dollars. And what happens in situations like that when you ignore your superpower is you fall prey to it. And I've fallen prey to people who scam me, people who want my money and who promise that get rich quick scheme. And you know, let's be honest, when we're in really dark moments, when our back is up against the wall, when I declared bankruptcy, you know, when my husband was sick, when it all fell to me, you try and be as resourceful as you can. And sometimes you take the wrong approach. You take the, I'm desperate for money. I need a solution. You know, we're about to be evicted. All of the horrible things that you can experience and you're looking for a quick way out. The reality is what I've experienced, that's never going to happen. And when I was going through this, I was in the same situation too. Now I can look back at it and go, wow, like I needed to grow for network marketing even to make sense for me now. And it took me 5 years to realize that I can't sell from a place of desperation. Because it always comes across. And I talked about that yesterday. But, you know, we're always trying to find what's the next great idea? What's the next service or opportunity that I can go and work for? And you know what, ladies? If you want to be an employee and work from home, all the power to you. I am not knocking that. There is nothing wrong with that. But it's funny when I see women put up walls right away of, I refuse to do network marketing. I need to work from home. I need to make money ASAP. Oh, and by the way, I refuse to invest any money in the process either. So basically, you kind of chuckle to yourself and go, wow, that's a really unique opportunity that you're looking for. And when I was in that scenario, you know, even this 30-day challenge that I'm going through right now on how I can automate my business, I would go back and forth and I would just hit this wall of creativity. I would be stuck going, okay, I've got to come up with this great new idea and it's going to be awesome and I'm going to make lots of money and I need to sell because I want to take care of my husband. I want to take care of my health. I would like us to have options and choices. I would like to not have to ask my boss when I want to take holidays. I would just like to go because I don't have a boss. You know, and that is hard to get over. When I did that 30-day challenge, and I'm going through it again, because the first 30 days, I was stuck in my own mind. I was in my own way. And everybody in the challenge kept talking about, well, just figure out what you're great at and monetize that. And I'm like, I'm not good at anything. Are you kidding me? And you know, the question would come up, what comes natural to you? What's really easy for you to do? And I'm like, nothing. I'm not good at anything. I mean, I'm a runner. I'm not great at it, but I'm a runner. I can run. I'm training for a marathon in September of this year. But there's nothing special about that. I mean, I can sing, but I haven't sung in years professionally. I can speak French, but so can a lot of other people. And then my mind would start playing, you know, this self-doubt, this I'm not good enough. The skills that I have aren't good enough. And as a perfectionist, as a type A personality, I'm constantly trying to get better. And no matter how hard I try, it seems like, you know, I couldn't get ahead. And all along, I was ignoring my superpower. So I talked about in my last episode on how when I was in university, I was tutoring French immersion. That's one of my superpowers. That comes naturally to me now. And I'm so thankful that my parents put me in French immersion when I was a kid, because now I can speak French and English fluently. But it's funny, when you're looking for your superpower, it's not something that you will automatically fall across. And when I was doing that 30-day challenge the first time around, I was like, okay, I'm going to create a brand new product. And what's really funny is at the beginning of the challenge, you know, Steve Larson says, no, you don't need to have a product. You don't even need to create a product. You can go be an affiliate. And it's almost like those words went in one ear and out the other for me, and I totally ignored it. I'm sure you can hear what I'm talking about. And so for the next, I watched 2 episodes of the training in the 30-day challenge, and I couldn't move forward. I literally stopped myself from my own progress because I couldn't find my superpower fast enough. And I wanted to find one, right? Oh, that's frustrating. You know, you can be your own worst enemy when it comes to figuring out how you're going to build your business. But I see these women in these Facebook groups, and my heart does go out to them, because it's not fun to be in, you know, dire situations like that. But finding something desperately to work from home for an employee as an employee is tough. You know, those aren't as commonplace. You could do sales, but not a lot of people want to do sales. So there was one example of one lady in the Facebook group. She had said, I've been a CPA, a chartered professional accountant, for over 25 years, and I was just let go, and now I don't know what to do. And I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, you've been a CPA for over 25 years. Go be a CPA. Go monetize your skill. Yeah, but I don't want to do that. That's okay then, if that's what you don't want to do. But that is your superpower. So you need to think about what comes naturally to you. Are you, it can be, you'd be surprised what you can, if you can find customers that want what you have to offer, that want to learn the skill you have, and you get that targeted with who you want to help, you'd be surprised what kind of income you can make. One really great example is Russell Brunson, how he was in university and he made potato guns. He's from Idaho, so the joke is they've got potatoes lying all over the ground, and he made potato guns. And lo and behold, it's not like it made him a millionaire, but he was making money in university when he was surviving on student loans and his wife was trying to, you know, provide for them both. And I love that story. It's a fascinating story because that was one of his superpowers. Now, obviously, he's gone on to do other great things, like with ClickFunnels and stuff like that. But people sometimes don't look hard enough to figure out what their superpower is. So maybe, yeah, I don't know, maybe you can play the violin. Maybe you are fantastic at looking at 6 pieces of clothing and figuring out what outfit. So don't limit yourself when it comes to your superpower. There are people out there who want help, who want help from you, and you can bring that, you can provide that to them. So for me, you know, back to my story of my first 30-day challenge that I did in June, I was mentioning, you know, after day 2, I totally hit a wall, I refused to move forward, and I didn't finish the challenge the first time around. I'm going through it right now because luckily I have the recordings. And now that I'm going through the recordings, even the second, you know, even this time through watching the recordings, I'm still catching myself trying to create a product from scratch. And I got to stop doing that. If you can't find your superpower now and you want time to figure it out, that doesn't mean you have to stop and limit your income. You can absolutely go and be an affiliate, sell other people's products. At the end of the day, in order to be good at building a business online, if that's what you want to do, if you want to earn income online, the secret to that success is marketing, is telling stories. And you tell stories to your customers so that they want to buy and invest with you. My friends, that is what I wanted to share with you today. So go and find your superpower, because I promise you, we all have one, you have one, and you can use it to grow your income online. Until next time, thanks for joining me.